Lawyer and former prosecutor George Demos has a lot of personal wealth. State Senator Lee Zeldin has the politically established big money donors. According to disclosure statements filed with the Federal Election Commission, Demos didn't raise any money this year on Long Island. In fact, his entire campaign war chest has only about $8,000 of on-island money. You can trace most of Demos's funds back to his father-in-law, either from fundraising circles in California or from personal wealth gained after Demos married 2 years ago. This has brought accusations from Zeldin's camp, which calls Demos a, quote, Trojan horse because Demos's father-in-law is a Democrat and a financial backer for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Demos responds that Zeldin's accusations are, quote, bizarre, but declined to elaborate. Zeldin's money is a mixed bag of large donations from PACs like Citizens United and donors that typically Republicans turn to, wealthy businessmen and women in New York City and Long Island who give every election cycle to any Republicans. About 80% of Zeldin's money comes from New York. Peculiar to Zeldin's filings were the large number of corporations that donated. Typically, corporations are forbidden from directly funding political campaigns unless they have a specific status with the IRS. Zeldin's campaign says they comply with all federal election laws. Zeldin's homegrown support might seem advantageous against Demos's self-funding, but right-leaning pollster Mike Dweziak says it hardly matters where the money comes from.
You know, it's green, and the banks take it. You know, Rockefeller spent his own money, Lautenberg spent his own money, Bloomberg spent his own money, they got elected.
Dweziak says Demos has been spending aggressively on TV, radio, and direct mail. So far this year, Demos has spent more than $750,000 on advertising. Compare that to Zeldin's mere $20,000. Charles Lane, WSHU News.